Later, when it began to get dark, I walked around the harbor and out along the promenade, and finally back to the hotel for supper. There was a bicycle race on, the Tour du Pays Basque, and the riders were stopping that night in San Sebastian. In the dining room at one side, there was a long table of bicycle riders eating with their trainers and managers. They were all French and Belgians and paid close attention to their meal. But they were having a good time. At the head of the table were two good-looking French girls with much Rue de Faubourg Montmartre chic. I could not make out whom they belonged to. They all spoke in slang at the long table, and there were many private jokes and some jokes at the far end that were not repeated when the girls asked to hear them. The next morning at 5 o'clock, the race resumed with the last lap, San Sebastian-Bilbao. The bicycle riders drank much wine and were burned and browned by the sun. They did not take the race seriously, except among themselves. They had raced among themselves so often that it did not make much difference who won, especially in a foreign country. The money could be arranged. The man who had a matter of 2 minutes lead in the race had an attack of boils, which were very painful. He sat on the small of his back. His neck was very red and the blonde hairs were sunburned. The other riders joked him about his boils. He tapped on the table with his fork. "Listen," he said, "tomorrow my nose is so tight on the handlebars that the only thing touches those boils is a lovely breeze." One of the girls looked at him down the table, and he grinned and turned red. The Spaniards, they said, did not know how to pedal. I had coffee out on the terrace with the team manager of one of the big bicycle manufacturers. He said it had been a very pleasant race and would have been worth watching if Bottecchia had not abandoned it at Pamplona. The dust had been bad, but in Spain the roads were better than in France. Bicycle road racing was the only sport in the world, he said. Had I ever followed the Tour de France? Only in the papers. The Tour de France was the greatest sporting event in the world. Following and organizing the road races had made him know France. Few people know France. All spring and all summer and all fall he spent on the road with bicycle road racers. Look at the number of motor cars now that followed the riders from town to town in a road race. It was a rich country and more sportif every year. It would be the most sportif country in the world. It was bicycle road racing, did it? That and football. He knew France, la France, sportive. He knew road racing. We had a cognac. After all, though, it wasn't bad to get back to Paris. There is only one Paname in all the world, that is. Paris is the town, the most sportif in the world. Did I know the Chope de Negre? Did I not? I would see him there sometime. I certainly would. We would drink another fiend together. We certainly would. They started at 6 o'clock, less a quarter in the morning. Would I be up for the départ? I would certainly try to. Would I like him to call me? It was very interesting. I would leave a call at the desk. He would not mind calling me. I could not let him take the trouble. I would leave a call at the desk. We said goodbye until the next morning.